Welcome to the Grow Tent. It's your girl, Samantha. Yo, I am really digging this weather. Like, spring weather is the absolute perfect when you live in Florida. It is a day that I have all the windows up, breeze blowing in, the sun is shining. Oh. Look, man, you gotta learn to appreciate the little things in life, because some people don't get these moments. So we really need to be thankful for being able to experience this. So today I am like truly thankful and in like gratitude of everything. I woke up this morning in such a great mood, feeling good. And yeah, it's been the most refreshing, liberating, freeing feeling to not have any obligations. Well, I do, but I don't. I'm still a full-time student, so I'm still having to do schoolwork every week, which doesn't feel like schoolwork to me. It just feels like, hey, I'm waking up and doing something that I enjoy. But yeah, it's just been so nice. So nice. So if anybody has an opportunity to really just stop everything, kind of how the world just stopped last year, do that within your own life and see how it feels. Yo, it feels good. And everybody has been telling me like, oh my God, you're glowing, not working. It really suits you. But I really wanted to get on here because I had a couple things on my mind that came up that just, I lost sleep over them, to be honest. And yeah, it sucks to lose sleep over bullshit. So thank y'all for listening. And but first, I gotta give a shout out to Amy. She is a tarot card reader, spiritual healer. But her podcast, it's called Lover Goddess, and it's a podcast all about self-love, self-care, spirituality, astrology, and she's dope, man. Like, that's all I got to say. So check her out, Lover Goddess Amy. And she's got an Etsy shop, so definitely check that out as well, because I have, and it's the shit. So I have nothing but positive things to say about Amy. Much love to you. And I really hope y'all enjoy this episode. And please let me know what you think, because I really would love to hear other people's opinions about what I'm going to talk about. So hit me up, thegrowtent@gmail.com. Enjoy. All right, y'all, welcome back. It's your host, Samantha, and we in the Grow Tent. And today, I want to talk about letting your yes be your yes and your no be your no. It sounds so simple and basic, but it's got some power to it, man. And the first person that's ever said it to me like that was my partner. And for the longest, I just thought he was being silly, but my mind was in a completely different headspace then. But the more I thought about what he said, and even seeing his behavior and his reactions, I started to say that he's got something going here. Like, there's something to this. So, I mean, it's as simple as that, letting your yes be your yes and your no be your no. But what makes it so powerful is it's definitive. It's allowing other people to see who you are by your yes and by your no. Like, no, I am not going to do this shit. And I don't have to give you a reason why. that's the more powerful part about it, is the fact that, like, yes, I'm going to say yes, or yes, you know, no, I'm going to say no. But providing no reason, no excuse, just no. Yes. Simple, but powerful. It kind of defines who I am. I'm like very basic, very simple, but I pack a mean punch sometimes. And in the beginning, when he and I first started dating, you know, I would ask him certain things like, hey, you want to go to the mall with me? And he would just turn to me with a straight face and just say, no. Turn his head and go right back to what he was doing. And I'm like, oh, me being a highly sensitive person, possibly having some empathic abilities, I don't know. Haven't really explored it. Maybe I will one day, but just know that I'm a Virgo, I'm very emotional, I'm very sensitive, and I take everything to heart. But I'm getting better. And I used to take such offense to it. Like, oh my gosh, what? How can you just say no like that? He's like, you just gotta let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. And I would be like, but why? And he's like, but why does it matter? I'm not going. It's funny now because I do the same thing to him. You know, I'll be like, yes, no. I mean, I used to do it at work. Correct. Incorrect. what I mean by letting your yes be your yes and your no be your no is, and I'm speaking obviously from my personal experience, but I had a childhood where I was pretty much told what the deal was, what's going to happen, who you are, what you're going to do. I wasn't really asked, or if I was, I don't recall. And I always knew just to say yes to everything. You know, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. So, not really knowing or exploring the word no, or no, I'm not going to do something, or no, I'm not going, you know, somewhere. I totally dramatizing it more than it needs to be, but I'm just trying to show how important it is. By me saying yes all the time, who was I identifying with? It wasn't who I was. It was simply who everybody else wanted me to be. So what the moral of the story is, now I'm in a space where I know who I am. I have an identity. And there are going to be things that you will and will not agree with. And you have to speak up for yourself and let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. I can't tell y'all how empowering it is to say no. I've said no to people who are very important to me. But if I ain't about that shit, I'm gonna say no. And you have to respect that. I respect when other people tell me no. So I expect the... No, excuse me. Didn't last episode I talk about choosing to let go of expectations? I don't expect anybody to respect me. I hope that they will respect me and my wishes. And rather than being in a space where, you know, you're constantly just saying yes to appease people, when you finally get that gumption, that je ne sais quoi, like, I don't even know how to say it, but when you finally get it, let your gut guide you. And this is why I feel like you got to take the time to make informed decisions, because you got to let your head, your heart, and your gut all talk together to respond or to make a decision. And this is actually why I really, really hate texting, is because when you don't respond in a certain amount of time or write a paragraph, it's, you know, texting to me is like quick communication, like call you back on the way, you know, It's not meant for paragraphs long conversations. Like, it's like, why don't we just talk on the phone? But I'm not, I mean, yes, I am a quick thinker, but I'm learning to take a little bit more time to make a decision as to how I want to respond. Because the quick response usually isn't the right response, or the, when I say right, I mean like from the heart. It could be your head talking, and it could be coming from a negative place. But really taking the time to make an informed, and when I say informed, I mean your head, your heart, and your gut talking, and let it be what it is. So it's really just helping you to identify with who you are and who you want to be. I have examples, but I don't want to call out specific people because I think they listen to the podcast. But let your yes be your yes and let your no be your no. Actually, I do have an example. There was a scenario, and this was recently. I was invited somewhere, and I don't make a whole lot of moves like that with coronavirus. Y'all know I ain't playing with the shit, so I stay put. I mean, I quit my job to stay at home. And then, like, I get sick. But this particular day, I was invited to something that I really enjoy. I'm not going to say what it is. And this particular person, they invited me earlier in the day. And, you know, later on in the evening, I just wasn't feeling well. Like, I was like, I don't think I should go because when you don't feel well, you should stay your ass at home. In my mind, that's what I'm thinking. So I said, you know, hey, I'm not going to go. Enjoy yourself. And then they like lashed out at me, like, oh my gosh, really? Oh, okay, whatever, ho. I mean, it could have been said in sarcasm or in a joking manner, but me being a highly sensitive person took it very differently. I gave zero fucks about it because my no was my no. My no was, I don't have to give you a reason why I'm not going. Just know that I'm not going, and I hope that you respect it. But they did not. They were upset for quite some time. But it is what it is, bruh. Sometimes, if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else will. So sometimes you just gotta let people know, like, don't fuck with me because I'm not the one. As I transition to how powerful words can be. So the reason why I transition to the power in the words that we choose to speak or write is because words can be cutthroat. They can make your heart melt. I mean, choosing words mindfully, I think, is just all about manifesting kindness in everything that you do. I am choosing to be more kind and not go to that negative space, that space that's defensive, that space that's offended by something, because it's not worth it. It's not worth my time, it's not worth my energy, it's not worth me feeling how I felt in that moment. So, mindfulness, man, look it up. Amy on Lover Goddess actually has an episode about it. Definitely check that one out because that was the shit that had me hooked. It was a really good episode, so definitely check it out. But to think about your thinking. And if you don't want to be a kind person, then do you, boo, okay? But over here, we all about love, positivity, encouragement, optimism. But me being like a former athlete, I feel like words have always been really powerful for me because it's almost like, you know, that positive self-talk. When you speak that you're going to do positive things, you know, you're actually going to do it because you're actually going to believe it, because sports and then gaming, it's all about your mindset. It really is. That's how you're able to be as successful or not, you know, putting your mind to it. But as an athlete, you know, you gotta you know, when you're dribbling, right, right, left, left. I used to play basketball, not professionally, but, you know, all the way through high school and college and coached for several years. That's pretty cool to say that that was like my bio. But, you know, the right, dribble, crossover, left, crossover, right, you know, you have to think these things and say these things out loud in order for them to exist. So there's obviously, you know, studies and whatnot about, you know, athletes and positive self-talk and negative self-talk. And oddly, there were no significant differences in the athlete's abilities after observing participants who participated in the positive self-talk and in the control group who did the negative self-talk. There was no difference in their performance, which I thought was really, really interesting. I mean, I read a few articles. I wonder if that's a sign of like perseverance, like persevering through the negative self-talk, or like showing yourself, you know, I can still do it. Maybe there is something to negative self-talk in athletes. But for me in life, it's not what I want. And then when you think about it, positive self-talk is just another terminology for an affirmation. And when you define affirmation, it's emotional support or encouragement, a positive assertion. Love it. They're just doing affirmations. I will make this jump shot. I will jump like this. I will run like this. I am a good player. They're just affirmations. And then you also have to think about the difference between saying it out loud and saying it in your head. Obviously, I practice both because I'm talking to myself, essentially. But the saying it out loud, it is definitely more effective because you're actually speaking the words, you're making them real, you're saying them, they're coming out of you, opposed to just swirling around in your mind that you may not even think is real. Y'all, I'm high, okay? I'm just going down a rabbit hole, so come with me. But how do you change the negative self-talk? Or negative way of thinking. You gotta change something in your life in order to change the way you think. I keep saying had. They're all had at this point. The moment's behind me. You know, growing up, my family, they are very expressive people. But they don't want their children to be expressive because they find that a sign of disrespect, which is far from the truth. It's just expressing my point of view. The words that they would speak to me, and in the way that they did it, that's what cuts so deep. I mean, I feel like it's almost like verbal abuse in a sense. That's why the how is so important. How are you saying what you're saying? Perfect example. Say you're gaining a little weight, and your partner, there's a couple ways or a multitude of ways he or she could express to you that you're gaining weight, that, you know, it could be, you know, damn, babe, you're getting fat. What you gonna do about that? Which, whew, I would feel some type of way about. But then again, do you expect somebody, if you lose a lot of weight, do you expect them to say, damn, you're getting skinny, you're gonna gain weight? Either way, it's the how. It's how it's being said. You know, opposed to, I mean, I actually have a degree in exercise science and trained a lot of people. I mean, obviously I'm an athlete, so it's kind of in my blood. And the how you talk to your clients and encouraging them to continue to persevere and achieve their goals of a major weight loss or weight loss in general. So I always start with, well, how do you feel in your body right now? How does it feel? Let them respond. If it feels good, okay. If it doesn't, well, what are we gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? See the difference in the how? How I said it, I didn't come from a place of I don't like what I see, because it's not about what I see anymore. It's about what I feel. You want people to be healthy. That's just the bottom line. I don't care if you consider yourself thicker, thinner, whatever, just be healthy. But the how, I think, is just the most important thing. And I've been spoken to in such a negative, aggressive tone, even from friends now, that they just don't get it. That this is not how you talk to people. And it's always spun into, well, you just don't understand me. No, you're just being really rude. There's a difference. You can say exactly what you're saying in a different way and still be effective. So that's why I say the power of our words are so, they're huge. I started doing some research, and there's this, it's a children's book, and it's called The Power in Words. So it's like, who better to truly start being mindful of the words that we speak and the way that we act, but children. I mean, it's like genius. And this was published just last year. The author is Megan Axel. It was published in November of last year, and it's called The Power in Words: An Empowering Guide to Speaking with Purpose. I'm just going to read y'all the bio real quick because it's so great. I actually ordered one. I don't have any children, but I'm definitely going to read this book because I feel like, I mean, I hate to be so cliche about it, but like, children are the future. So why not instill in them good habits that are helping them to learn who they are? So it says, words matter. We can use them to lift others up or break them down. Do you want your child to discover the powerful impact of their words? Children will be inspired to use their voices to create more beauty, love, and peace in their lives. If we all put in effort to be a bit kinder, our actions will spread and become a reminder that our words have the power to make someone's day. We can lift others up with the words that we say. So if you have kids, I think something like this is a great book to have. We just all want to be more mindful and kinder in general, because kindness leads to positive things. Speak with purpose, speak with intention, and be mindful. But there's one thing about, power in our words, agreeing, disagreeing, how you react. What if you don't agree with someone and you know the type of person that they are and how they communicate? I mean, sometimes people just like to argue, and I don't. So when I disagree with someone, my initial reaction is just to be like, well, I disagree, and let that be that. But sometimes they want to go back and forth with you. Well, why? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just not about that. I'm just like, why can't I just disagree? And then do I need to explain why I disagree? Or should I speak up for myself in this moment and say, well, this is why I disagree? When I know how this person is and I know how they will respond, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And give my parents as an example. I can never tell them my opinion about anything. Hell no. So choosing when to speak is even more important than the words that we choose. I think it's just knowing your audience. That's all it is. But that's all I got for y'all today. Sorry it was a little lengthy, if it is lengthy. But you can hit me up at thegrowtent@gmail.com if you want to holler at me. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.